How you going?
Good, thank you. Really appreciate your time on game day. It must be great to be back on the court.
Yeah, absolutely. And exciting just to be around the group again. We have such a great camaraderie with our team, and to have everyone back under the same roof again and putting a ball in a round hoop is a lot of fun.
You wouldn't think it would be that exciting, but it actually is for not only basketball, I'm sure, but a lot of the sports, not only around here in Central Victoria, but right across Australia, really, or Victoria, sorry, because, you know, we had that, 4-week lockdown.
Yeah, so it's been a month, between times that we've been able to hit the floor, and the camaraderie that you have with teams, it becomes your family away from your family, so to speak. And, you know, you do miss the faces and the characters that are around. So it's good to have everybody back together and be back on the floor.
Well, let's talk about last night's game. The big W must be exciting.
Yeah, you know, great to be back on the floor and get a result for our teams to just keep both ticking over in this middle third of the season. Especially after having a month between games, which is quite a challenge, especially when you're playing Tasmanian teams who've been, you know, outside of a lockdown and been able to train and play. The two Tassie teams played each other one of the rounds while we were in lockdown. So to have that type of performance first up, we're very happy.
Of course, tonight you're taking on Launceston, or is it Launceston, whichever the way you want to pronounce it. But how are the girls feeling after the game last night?
Yeah, very upbeat, and we're excited to take on this challenge. Launceston's incredibly talented. They've got Kelsey Griffin, who's well known to Bendigo basketball circles, and then also Keely Froling, who played a season of Siebel, as it was back in the day, here in Bendigo as well. And they're two of the best posts going around in the country, let alone just in the NBL1 competition. So they'll present quite a formidable challenge, but it'll be a really good test to see where we're at.
Mark Alabakov is the Bendigo Braves women's coach, joining us this afternoon from Tasmania. So how do you take the win tonight?
Well, I think for us, any of the results are the sum of the parts. So the system that we put in offensively, and then especially on the defensive end, it's very much a team effort where it's plug and play. So missing Tess Magin, the absolute, help that she brings us on both ends of the floor, we're able to plug other people in, but they offer a different skill set. So for us, it's going to be, a whole team effort with contributors on the scoreboard first and foremost, but then, us being able to stifle the talents of Griffin and Froling, for instance, by committee, rather than it just be putting down that, type of a job to one athlete or two athletes, being able to try and curb the talents that those two have.
Mark, I really do appreciate your time on game day, but just finally, Friday, the 2nd of July at this stage, penciled in as the first home game back against Albury Wodonga. That must be very exciting.
Yeah, and to get in front of our home fans again, it's almost like you're having the second return, after a long layoff. We felt probably a similar feeling after missing the 2020 season when we had our first series of home matches at the beginning of this NBL1 season. It'll just be great to see smiling faces and fans and members and junior Braves players all out there watching our inspirational group of female role models strut their stuff.
Mark, really do appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
That is Mark Alabakov there joining us, the Bendigo Braves women's coach on Gold Central Victoria. It is the Sideline View.